Welcome to Ukrainian Radio. In this one-hour English language broadcast, you will hear the Ukrainian Diary and the regular Sunday feature Music from Ukraine.
This is the English service of Ukrainian Radio. Next in line is the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week. Надія Савченко, People's Deputy of the Верховна Рада, was arrested in the parliament on Thursday. This happened after the session, during which the deputies voted to waive the immunity, prosecute and arrest the non-factional MP Надія Савченко. The Верховна Рада Regulatory Committee recommended the MPs to approve the corresponding decision after receiving the charges brought against Савченко by the Prosecutor General's Office of Ukraine. Савченко is accused of the interactions with the militant leaders, a conspiracy with the head of the Center for the Release of the Captives of the NGO Officers' Corps, Volodymyr Ruban, who is already under arrest, and preparing a terrorist attack in the Verkhovna Rada. Yuri Lutsenko, General Prosecutor of Ukraine, will tell more.
У 2017 році, як встановлено слідством, громадянин Рубан, а також народний депутат України Савченко.
In 2017, as established by the investigation, citizen Rubin, as well as People's Deputy Savchenko, entered into a conspiracy to forcibly overthrow the constitutional system and seize state power in Ukraine. To this end, they planned a large-scale terrorist attack in the center of the Ukrainian capital, where administrative buildings are located. In order to obtain weapons, Rubin and Savchenko, at an unspecified time, but no later than November 2017, reached an agreement with the leader of the terrorist organization of the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, Zakharchenko, who later handed over the weapons for this terrorist act, said Yuri Lutsenko. He also demonstrated video evidence proving that Savchenko and Rubin participated in organizing the transportation of weapons from the occupied territories of the Donbas and also discussed the plans for the takeover. The standing committee found the claim of the Prosecutor General's office to be lawful and sufficiently substantiated. People's Deputy Nadia Savchenko admitted that she bought weapons and contacted with the militants, arguing that she wanted to stop the war at any cost, including contacts with the enemy. According to her, she took weapons from the occupied territories so that it didn't shoot at the Ukrainian military and because she saw that there are allies and like-minded people in the occupied territories. Nadia Savchenko is a professional military pilot who traveled to the Donbas as a volunteer in spring of 2014. There, she was captured and spent almost 2 years in a Russian prison. During her stay in Russia, she became a People's Deputy of Ukraine because the party Batyshchina made her the first number of its election list in autumn 2014. She returned to Ukraine in May 2016 and the president gave her the title Hero of Ukraine. Subsequently, after returning, because of her scandalous statements about the Donbas, the Batyshchina faction excluded Nadia Savchenko from the faction. Before the permission to arrest, the representative of the Batyshchina faction, Serhiy Sobolev, in support of the prosecutor, stated that this was one of the best operations of the Ukrainian special forces. You are listening to the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
The situation in the conflict zone in the Donbas region has improved over the past week, yet it remains unstable with sporadic fire outbursts from the enemy's side. Thus, on Monday, enemy strikes with the use of small arms and grenade launchers have been recorded twice near the industrial town of Avdiivka in Donetsk region. The biggest number of enemy strikes over the past week was recorded on Wednesday, when anti-tank weapons and grenade launchers were used near Avdiivka, as well as heavy machine guns near the village of Pisky, mortars and anti-aircraft guns near Troitske. As a result of enemy strikes, two Ukrainian soldiers were wounded in action. On Friday, though, the Defense Ministry's press service reported that the truce had been fully observed for the second day in a row. The Operation Headquarters press officer Oleg Sushinsky speaks.
Встановлене з опівночі 5 березня перемир'я минулої доби дотримувалося у повній мірі.
Over the past day, the truce has been fully observed by the Russian occupation forces. The Ukrainian army has recorded no enemy strikes. The Ukrainian servicemen continue to strictly observe the ceasefire announced on March 5th, securing the situation on the engagement line, reported Oleg Sushinsky.
This is the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine has sent a note over the deterioration of Oleg Sentsov's health to the Russian Foreign Ministry, demanding from Russia to urgently allow the Ukrainian consul and doctors to visit the illegally imprisoned Ukrainian citizen. This followed a letter that Sentsov had written to his sister Natalia Kaplan about his teeth crumbling and hair loss and the irreversible changes in his health while he is serving his prison sentence in the vicinity of the Arctic Circle. Mariana Betsa, spokeswoman of the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry, said in a statement,
За весь період, майже 4 роки перебування за ґратами, незаконно будучи засудженим, ми не отримали жодного доступу нашого консула до політв'язнів.
For almost 4 years of his illegal imprisonment, not once have Ukrainian doctors or the Ukrainian consul in Russia been allowed to examine Oleg Sentsov. Our only sources of information are human rights defenders and his lawyer, Mariana Betsa said. However, his actual condition remains unknown, she stressed, as no body on behalf of the Ukrainian side was allowed to visit him. Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov and Crimean activist Oleksandr Kolchenko were arrested by the Russian FSB in the annexed Crimea in 2014 on terrorism-related charges. Both were illegally taken to Russia and have undergone trials in cases that were internationally recognized as fabricated. Sentsov was sentenced to 20 years in a high-security penal colony. Alexander Kolchenko was sentenced to a 10-year-long imprisonment.
You're listening to the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin has met with his French counterpart Jean-Yves Le Drian on Friday. The ministers have discussed aspects of bilateral cooperation and the joint efforts concerning conflict settlement in eastern Ukraine and the occupation of the Donbas and Crimea, including the Normandy format. Together with Pavlo Klimkin, Jean-Yves Le Drian has assisted in a meeting with the released hostages and family of those who've been detained by the Russian regime and those who've been gone missing. Among them, the wife of Ukrainian journalist Roman Sushenko, sister of film director Oleg Sentsov, the released leaders of Crimean Tata Mejlis Ilmi Umerov and Dehtem Chigoz. The meeting was very emotional, according to Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mariana Betsa's tweet on Friday. Following the meeting, Klimkin told the press in Kyiv about the determination to persist in the efforts of freeing the captives. Pavlo Klimkin speaks.
Шкода, що ми не змогли поїхати сьогодні на Донбас, але ми домовилися, що ми це зробимо.
It's a pity that we could not go to Donbas today, but we agreed that we would do it together with the new German foreign minister and go there all the three of us. In my opinion, it is important to not only understand the meaning of the Russian aggression, but to also feel it on the spot. This was said at a joint press conference with the Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs of France, Jean-Yves Le Drian, in Kyiv on Friday.
You are listening to the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
In Kyiv, the whole human rights advocacy community, as well as filmmakers, are gathering once more at the 15th International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival DocuDays UA that kicked off on Friday with 62 films from 36 countries, among those 11 films by Ukrainian directors. The theme of this year's festival is titled as Equal Equalities, addressing social challenges and widespread stereotypes around the concept of equality. It also focuses on the ways to measure equality and explores equality practices in the everyday life. Daria Verchenko, PR manager of the festival, comments.
Тема рівності дуже актуальна тема насправді. Можливо, раніше ми над цим не замислювалися, але от ми вирішили зібратися в тому, що це таке.
The theme of equality is actually very urgent. One may not have thought about it really. But this year we decided to figure out whether this is an abstract concept or one of the basic values that our society is built on. And so our non-competition program includes six topics that would touch human rights violations against people with disabilities, violations based on nationhood or religion, violations against LGBT people. Also, we will talk about women's rights and about the notion of ageism. You know, there is discrimination not only against the elderly, but also against young people. For instance, when they are often not hired because they lack experience, when they may have to earn money to pay for their studies or help their family. So we want to talk about how to practice equality in our life, said Daria Verchenko, DocuDays UA PR manager. This year's festival is not only for watching films. Looks like it is also a platform for human rights advocacy campaigns. Among those is a campaign promoting legal literacy presented by the Ministry of Justice and titled I Have the Right. No Violence campaign with talks on gender equality, bullying and domestic violence, and a campaign against discrimination. In 2017, the festival was dedicated to the topic of global warming and the destruction of nature, while this year it's all about humans, the way they live together and treat each other. One of the focus themes is women's rights. For the opening movie, the organizers have chosen A Woman Captured by Bernadette Tuzza-Ritter from Hungary, which addresses the issue of modern slavery and a woman's journey back to freedom.
This is the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary.
Ukraine marked the World Down Syndrome Day. In December 2011, the UN General Assembly declared the 21st of March as World Down Syndrome Day. Since then, this day is celebrated every year. On this day, people with Down syndrome and those who live and work with them throughout the world organize and participate in activities and events to raise public awareness and create a single global voice for advocating for the rights, inclusion and well-being of people with Down syndrome. Down syndrome is a naturally occurring chromosomal arrangement that has always been a part of the human condition, exists in all regions across the globe, and commonly results in variable effects on learning styles, physical characteristics, or health. Ample access to health care, early intervention programs, and inclusive education, as well as appropriate research, are vital to the growth and development of the individual. In Ukraine, Sami people often face hardships and challenges. Olena Bolshanina, president of the All-Ukraine charitable organization dubbed Down Syndrome, commented on the issue.
На жаль, трапляються такі ситуації, коли люди не готові сприймати, підтримувати і давати можливості для спілкування або розвитку наших дітей або молодих людей.
Sometimes our people, unfortunately, are not ready to communicate with and support those having the Down syndrome. It can be also problematic to put such a child in nursery because some children or their parents don't want to communicate with Sunny kids. However, recently the attitude to people with the Down syndrome has obviously improved in Ukraine. They can now study in secondary schools thanks to the law on inclusive education. I can provide many more positive examples proving that Ukrainian society is getting more tolerant and supporting towards the people with Down syndrome, said Олена Большаніна.
And with that, we end the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
Ukrainian Radio, English Service.